And if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one. I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no.
I didn't, no, had no luck.
Did you ever say, nary a one?
Could be used, yes, but, yeah, it's, that word nary is used.
How would you use that?
I would say, oh, I don't think I would use it. I'd say I didn't catch any. Didn't have any luck. That would be my way of putting it.
And talking about, say, if a child was pretty spoiled, you'd say, when he grows up, he's going to have trouble. What is not? He's going to have trouble. Did you say like is not or apt is not, he's going to have trouble?
Like is not have trouble, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely have trouble.
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say we raise 40.
You could, yeah. We don't raise wheat here, but so what? Yeah.
40 what?
30 or 40 bushels.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
It would have to be thrashed.
How would you do that?
By combine.
What was?
Combining would be cutting it and it goes through and it trashes it and your oat grain comes out. Same way with Milo.
Did y'all used to raise oats?
No. Feed it. We've never raised oats here.
Mm-hmm. Where would you get it? Just buy
You'd
it?
Have to buy it in a store, you know, a feed store.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it. Or if you don't use the word we, you could say
we'll have to do it. Or
what about you and I, or me and you have to do it?
I'd probably say you and I have to do it. Or
what if you talk about another man and yourself? You'd say,
well, I'd name it, whoever it was. I'd say John and I or Joe and I would have to do it.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants, you'd say, if he needed two people, you'd say, he doesn't want just you or just me. He wants,
wants someone else.
Or if he wants two people, you say he needs.
I'd say he needs two people or wants two people.
Do you say he needs both of us or all two of us?
I'd say he needs both of us.
What about all two of us?
No, I wouldn't use it.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, you say it's.
Well, I'd give him my name.
Or if you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might say it's.
It's me.
And say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was. If somebody had come to the door and I ask you, was that John that came by here? You'd say, yeah, that was.
I'd say, yes, it was, or no.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't what?
Wasn't John.
Or if you don't use his name, you'd say it wasn't.
I could maybe, if they said, is it John, I'd say, no, it wasn't.
Did you ever say it wasn't he or wasn't him? Which would you say?
I don't know about it. I couldn't answer that.
Or if someone called you on the phone and asked, is this Mr. Weber? You'd say, yeah, this is.
Yes, I'd say yes.
This is.
I'd say, well, if he asked me, if they say this is Mr. Webb, I'd say yes.
Okay. You would never say this is he or this is him?
No.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say he's not as tall as
I am.
Or I'm not as tall
as he is. Or
and he can do that better.
Can do it better than I could.